Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Security camera caught more than expected when Amazon delivery driver prayed for baby. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. A family's home security camera caught more than expected when Monica Salinas, an Amazon delivery driver, prayed on their doorstep for their sick child. And the short story behind this heartwarming moment is truly beautiful. The coronavirus pandemic hasn't been easy for anyone, but it's been especially scary for folks with compromised immune systems. For them, COVID-19 could easily become a death sentence. And that's why Monica Salinas, an Amazon delivery driver, stopped and prayed while dropping off a package for the Pearson family. And thankfully, the security cameras caught it all. Derek and Raquel Pearson live in Idaho with their 8-month-old son, Lucas. Little Lucas has a heart condition and lots of trouble eating. He needs special thickeners to be able to eat. Otherwise, he aspirates his milk, Raquel Pearson explained. Doctors have warned the couple that COVID-19 could cause serious respiratory distress in their baby. And so, the family has avoided leaving the house at all costs in an effort to keep their son safe. So we really depend on getting all these supplies online so we don't have to go out of the store and bring a virus home, Raquel went on to say. We just wanted to minimize the exposure to coronavirus. So we really depend on getting all of these supplies online so we don't have to go out to the store and bring a virus home, Raquel went on to say. We just want to minimize exposure to coronavirus. These deliveries are so important for the family, and so they left a note on their front door thanking the delivery drivers for bringing the medical supplies their son needed so badly. And when Monica Salinas saw the sign, it impacted her deeply. Every time I see that note, it just touches my heart, she said. One day, the tug at Monica's heart was so great, the Amazon delivery driver decided to just stop and pray. I just stopped to do what my heart told me to do, Monica Salinas explained, to say a prayer for the baby and for the parents, because that's got to be very painful for all of them to see their baby hurt and struggle. I just prayed that they can make it through another day, one day at a time. Little did Monica know, the family's home security camera caught her incredible act of kindness on film, and it meant so much to Derek and Raquel. It means a lot to our family, just genuine kindness, Derek said. It's just a breath of fresh air to see stuff like that at a time when people really need to come together, now more than ever. The Pearson family shared the powerful video online, where it continued to touch hearts all over. There's a lot going on in the world right now, but we believe in the goodness of humanity, the Pearson family wrote on their Facebook page dedicated to Lucas's health journey. This is the moment we captured Monica, our Amazon driver, praying for our sweet boy. This video is a good reminder that although it may feel lonely, we are all in this together. We're never alone. At a time when the world can feel so divided, prayer is such a powerful way to bring us back together.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.